Welcome to Can You Say Mama, a podcast by two first-time mamas offering unfiltered opinions on motherhood, relationships, lifestyle, and all the things in between.
Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going well. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I'm better, I think, because it's so nice outside.
It is life-giving.
Yes.
Honestly, the sunshine, the warmth.
It's like you don't know what you have until it's gone and then comes back.
That's
to
right.
You
I know.
For 2 days.
It's true. Well, honestly, it's just, it's been so nice. Other than people are idiots on the road as soon as
I
it gets nice out.
I can't handle it.
It's just like everyone just wants to speed and like not paying attention because I don't know if they're so happy about the sunshine. I don't know what it is.
Not a care in the world.
Yeah. They're like, oh, it's not raining. There's no hazards. Let's just go.
Yeah.
And like I said, on my way here, some guy ran a stop sign when I was at we were at the three-way stop on my way home from work today. Almost got sideswiped. Like, what's going on?
I know, on my way home from work, because I had to go into the office today, this lady on the highway in front of me was just, I think she was on her phone and would just, there was so much room between her and we're in the fast lane, so much room between her and the car in front. And every time she looked up from her phone, she would hit her brakes. And I'm like, lady, you're gonna get us killed. This is not okay. So I just evasively went around her.
Smart.
But I'm like, what the hell is happening here?
Yeah. Oh man, I know. But we have some good news.
Exciting news. I'm not pregnant, but
no. I am still.
Yeah.
That's exciting. but we're going on a holiday.
Yay. Finally. I am so excited.
I am so gosh darn excited, and it's quite last minute.
Yeah.
Like we're not leaving yet, but it's pretty soon. It's coming up. And we just booked it, and I still need to book a car. I've been saying that for a few days, but then things keep happening, and then I just haven't.
I mean, that's the least of our problems.
Yeah, there'll be lots of cars. I'm not too worried about it. but yeah, I am so excited to just get to some sunshine, a pool.
Yes.
I was like, oh, I guess I like don't have a bathing suit that fits me.
Yeah.
So I just went on good old Amazon and ordered one. It actually like fit. And I was like, okay.
You've had some like good luck with Amazon clothing.
Yes. I've also had bad luck.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It depends. I don't order a ton of clothing, but if I'm desperate.
Yeah.
Or if I just want something quick and I like, or if I don't have the patience, you know, I do have some good finds for sure. Yeah.
I've only really ever ordered, like, my favorite leggings are from Amazon.
Yes. You've got me onto those.
I love them. When they go on sale, they're so cheap.
They're so cheap.
And they're like Lululemon dupes, kind of.
They're great, yeah.
And then like some hoodies, just like those like blank, like Gildan Fruit of the Loom or whatever. Like if I'm putting Cricut stuff on it,
yeah,
then I'll get those. And surprisingly, actually underwear, I found some good underwear on there from somebody else I follow, but I haven't ever ordered like going out clothes, you know, like
I haven't ordered too much. Like I've tried like dresses and stuff if I can't find them elsewhere.
I find our Amazon though in Canada is way worse clothing wise.
Oh yeah. They have so many more options in the States.
Like everyone's showing their like little Amazon hauls with dupes and stuff. And it's like, yeah, so good.
So good. I mean, I guess we could order them over the and like send them over the border and then just run over and pick it up because we live close. But that's also just a pain.
Yeah.
Like the convenience of Amazon is having it show up at your front door.
Totally.
So
yeah, I'm very jealous of their clothing selection.
Yeah.
But we'll make do. It's probably better for my wallet that we don't have that.
100%.
Like even just the stuff on Amazon in general.
Yeah.
I am very thankful sometimes.
And you know the thing like about going on a holiday is you're like, oh, expensive. Everything's expensive now. Like you can't get off anywhere without like get off anywhere. You can get off anywhere
you could,
for free. But it's not what I meant. Anyhow, you can't really go anywhere for cheap these days, honestly, unless you own a cabin or whatever. And I'm sure that even costs you a ton of money.
Yeah.
Or you're maybe not. You've cost your grandparents $50 and now it's been passed down into your family. You're lucky bastard, you.
Yeah, anyway. Please also let us rent it.
Yeah. But it's like, you're like, okay, so I'm going on holiday. And then you're like, oh, but I need this. Or mm-hmm. like, oh, I need spring clothes or my kid needs clothes. Or yeah. And then like the amount of money you end up spending just getting things for like a week.
Like stuff ready to go.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I'm really trying to be conscious of not spending too much money ahead of time. Because it's unnecessary. Like, you know, you want to. It's just, you know, all these things. However, I have found some things for Brooklyn, but the nice thing about it being before summer is that she's going to wear them in the summer too. And I'm buying like the right size that she'll still fit her in the summer.
I was holding off on getting stuff for Gray because I'm like, oh, I don't know what size she's going to be in the summer. But now that we're close enough, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. So it's been fun. Kind of like just... And this nice weather has just gotten me very excited.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you guys will you'll get a little recap when we're back. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we're going to have an episode that week or not. We'll find out.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
We'll try our best.
Bring our stuff with us.
We'll try our best. Well, that'd be fun.
The pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we'll see.
We'll figure it out.
Tell me about your news find for the day.
My news find. Oh, yes. I saw an article that was discussing sending out missed RSVP cards. So I guess it was a wedding planner or coordinator suggested to brides because she was like, well, you know, like when you're planning a wedding, you have strict dates. You have to have numbers to the vendors and to all these people by a certain time. And a lot of people just don't like RSVP on time.
Even though they have like 3 to 4 months usually to RSVP.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do think that RSVP, like the mail thing is kind of outdated and people will put it somewhere and either totally forget about it or just like be like, yeah, I'll do it, I'll put it off. But like even going to get a stamp or another pre-stamped or like going to the mailbox, it just seems like a task.
Totally.
So I see why, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it, but I see why people would maybe just put it off.
Forget about it.
Yeah. That's why I think emails are really popular these days, like the wedding websites where you just go on there and RSVP. Totally. My cousin did that. It was nice and quick. I just went on there, done. It was done in no time. And it's nice because you can always go check back if you have any info about like whatever, dress, attire, or whatever you need.
Yeah.
But her idea was to send out cards that essentially said, I'm sorry you missed our RSVP deadline. We will miss you at our wedding, but unfortunately our numbers are solid now and we can no longer have you attend our wedding. What are your thoughts?
I can see both sides of it. Like I understand. Yeah. And also she was saying she herself is South Asian and also is like a wedding planner for South Asian communities. And so typically those weddings are in the hundreds of people.
They're massive,
So she was saying even her own wedding, I think, was like 350 or 550 people, something somewhere in that range.
I don't
range.
Think I know I'm that like, many people.
Oh my, how? That's like half a city.
Yeah.
So in that case, totally understandable, especially when you're paying per plate and you have to get all your numbers in by a certain date. And those people do have quite a long time to RSVP. But on the other hand, like, I feel like if you had just forgotten, then getting that in the mail, I'd be like, this is like a slap in the face.
Yeah, there's like an underlying tone of rudeness to it.
It's kind of passive aggressive, which typically I'm all for passive aggressiveness.
Okay.
But I don't know if I love it in this case.
Yeah. See, I understand both sides for sure. I just don't feel like it's the most tasteful way to do it.
Yeah. Like I don't think it's necessary either.
No. And how many people... Okay, so here's something. If you're going to sit down and write out envelopes for everybody who has an RSVP'd to send these cards, could you have not sat down and called each one of those people and just had a quick, hey, I just wanted to remind you, we have 2 weeks until we need an RSVP.
Yeah.
Either you can tell me right now if you're RSVPing and I'll jot it down, or can you please mail the card back?
Yeah.
if you're spending that time, you can have a quick phone call or send a quick text.
She was saying that, because she did mention that in the article, I think, near the end of it.
Clearly, I didn't finish the article.
But I think she had said that there was like hundreds of them that hadn't. It was like one of these like big weddings. So it would have taken forever to call all of these people. But so I don't know.
Well, maybe we go back to the email thing.
Right.
You know, like there has have to be a wedding. Way. Have a wedding website.
Yeah.
It just feels a little. I don't know. But then at the same time, if you just like leave it and then the person goes to like want to come to your wedding, you're like, oh, sorry, you didn't RSVP.
Yeah. I wonder how many people, though, like, if they've forgotten to RSVP, who would just show up at a wedding?
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what that percentage is. Because I feel like, for me, if I got an invitation to a wedding and I forgot to RSVP and then it came closer to that date, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I forgot to RSVP, so sorry. And I would assume that if you're invited to somebody's wedding, you're talking to them pretty regularly. Right,
that's what I would think, too. Yeah, you'd be able to reach out to them and be, hey, so sorry, I forgot. Like, is there still room for me or not?
Yeah, but I would, like, get in contact with that person and be like, hey, I would still love to come or whatever if there's room for me, but please don't go out of your way.
Yeah.
To make room or whatever, right? Or maybe you just go to the ceremony if there's not a cap on people. And
yeah. People are so touchy about weddings, though.
Yeah.
And people take things so personally.
They do.
Which is ridiculous. So I don't know. I guess, you know what? It really depends on who you are, who your guests are, who, like, there's so many factors, I think, with weddings in general.
Totally.
It just depends on the people. Yeah. And, like, but at the end of the day, bride and groom, you do what you want.
Yeah, well, exactly.
It's your wedding.
It's your wedding. Yeah. Like, you're basically paying for all of these people to come and, like, drink at your wedding,
and if
right?
your parents, like, if your parents are picking up the tab, then I'm sorry, but yes, they do have some say in certain things.
Yeah.
In my opinion. They don't have a say of your dress, your decor. Like, that stuff is yours. That's personal. Totally. It's your wedding.
Yeah.
But if they are paying and they want to invite their best friend, you let them invite their best friend. Not 95 of their friends.
Say, like, not 1,000 of them.
No, but like, you know, there's a little bit of
of
wiggle room, I think, if they're picking up the entire tab.
Yeah.
But again, I don't know. But if you're paying for it and it's your wedding, do what the F you want.
Totally.
Yeah.
Talking about weddings, I finished the reunion episode of Love is Blind.
Mm.
Did you watch it?
I did.
I have so many thoughts about this too. Especially, remember we were talking about Trevor and how he had a girlfriend or fiance or whatever outside of the show.
Yeah.
And then he came on to the reunion and was like, yes, that's accurate. I could not believe it. I'm like, who did not catch this?
I think they just pick people who will make good TV. I know Vanessa and Nick were like, no, this is a show about love and all this is not fair to all these other people. But they're making television. Like,
they are.
I think
they are.
I think, like, honestly, they love the drama.
Yeah.
And that was easily hideable, though.
I guess so.
I think
they're both on
hideable.
Board. Yeah.
Yeah.
And he could have, like, deleted messages and whatever.
Yeah.
But
I don't think they're going through their phones and stuff. Maybe they are. I don't know.
I mean, they should be. Maybe they are going forward.
I also actually just watched Love is Blind Sweden.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was kind of out of things to watch when I was working a day. And I was like, hey, let's try it on. But I don't usually watch shows from other countries only because when I'm working, I can't watch all the time.
Subtitles.
So the subtitles.
Yeah.
But you can put the dubbing on. So I was like, I'll give it a go.
That's hilarious.
It really took away from the show for me because some of the voices, they're just like,
yeah, like, who was doing that?
Yeah, it's just weird. And some of the translation, and I'm like, no, that it made it like weird, but it was entertaining still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was. There was some drama, but it didn't hit the same as the American. But I feel like that's because of the language and the dubbing.
Right.
So, and there wasn't. There was a little bit of drama, but nothing like crazy.
Yeah.
And nothing like the other people wanting to hook up with the other cast members or stuff like that. So, yeah, I think the American one still has it. There's also a Brazil one
on
Netflix. So maybe I'll give that a go at some point.
like, do you feel like sometimes you've watched all of Netflix because of work?
Netflix? No, I don't watch a ton of Netflix.
No?
No, I just watch, because there's a ton of movies on Netflix. I'm not a big movie person.
Yeah.
The only time I was watching movies would be at Christmas time, because I liked, like, I really like the cheesy Hallmark movies. And I do watch, like, I love documentaries, but I find them difficult to watch while I'm working.
Okay.
Because I can't always follow.
Right.
So it depends on the type of documentary and what I'm doing. And because I'm just, like, you know, I'm a million places at once.
Yeah.
And then the TV shows, I love reality TV. That's no secret. So, like, those ones I'll usually try and watch. I don't watch a lot of, like, sitcoms or anything.
Right.
On Netflix. Yeah, so I don't know. I watch that, and I watch Hey You, so I watch, like, the newer Housewives. And not all of them. If I watched all the seasons, or, like, all the different Housewife...
the franchises.
Thank you. I would never run out of television to watch.
There's so many.
So many episodes, but there's a few that I do watch and I keep up with.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Vanderpump Rules, Summer House.
Right.
Those are all... the ones I like to watch.
Yeah. Talking about Housewives, Bethany Frankel was in town.
She sure was. Oh, man. And now Lully's hot dog stand is, like...
Is it blowing up?
Huge line every day.
Oh, my gosh. Stuff,
which is great.
They have good hot dogs.
They have great hot dogs. And if anybody deserves it, it's that guy. He donated a kidney to a customer. He does a lot of work for that community now.
Yeah.
So good for him. I'm happy she went there. I don't think she visited our shop, although a lot of people were encouraging her to, which was very sweet. So thank you if any of you are listening who encouraged her to come by our place.
I was having my fingers crossed the whole time for you.
Yeah. My cousin was like, I kept sending her messages. our staff know who she is and everybody knew she was in town. So we would have known if she was there, because she also films everything and talks to everybody and stuff. So, you know. But I really enjoyed watching her go around our town, even if she didn't come to us.
I don't follow her or anything, because I didn't watch Housewives and not invested in any of that. I did watch her stories, and some of the places she went were such random. Like, she went to the dollar store.
So many people were like, go to Dollar Tree, go to Dollar Tree. And, like, why are you telling her to go to Dollar Tree or Dollarama?
Yeah.
It's just like, okay. But she went to, which one did she go to?
She went to Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which also, like, not a great location either.
No.
Like, the dirtiest Dollar Tree she could find. And I think she went to, like, Marshall's and
Home Sense
and Winners. But she also apparently went to the place I get bubble tea from. And so the other day I got bubble tea.
Two scoops?
Yeah. And which I didn't see that story or anything, because I don't follow her. And
I didn't know you go there.
Yeah. So my brother actually got Sheldon hooked on bubble tea.
Really?
So he gets, like, a mango pineapple slushy one with the pearls in it. And when we went with him, I got a Dalgona one, and they're unbelievable. So good.
Really?
Yeah. And so now we'll go probably once a week at least.
Really?
Yeah. No, he'll message me and be like, do you want a bubble tea on my way home? Or I'll go, like, if I have acupuncture, it's down the street.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. And they have you had their teriyaki?
I've actually, it's just terrible to say as a local fellow business owner, I've never been there.
No?
No.
I mean, I hadn't been there either before my brother.
I don't really love...
It's, like, very unassuming.
Yeah, like, I know it's, like, there.
Yeah.
First of all, that plaza is annoying to get into.
Very much so.
So, good for them for being in that plaza.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously doing okay.
Yeah.
But I'm not a bubble tea person.
No?
No. I've had it... I think I had it once, and I did have, like, a slushy one, but that I don't want the pearls, and I don't like anything milky.
Right.
So, and it was... decent.
Yeah.
But this in general doesn't really do it for me. I'm sure there'd be things that, like, ones I would like there if I can get it without pearls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But,
like, I think
sucking up, like, tapioca pearls through a straw just doesn't do it for me.
Yeah. I think you would like, they have, like, tea ones, like the green tea or black tea or whatever.
Okay. I don't like green tea, but.
No, but like a black, like black almost tea, like, sure, a black tea lemonade from Starbucks.
Oh, kind of. Yeah. I'd like that.
I'm sure you could get it without the pearls or the whatever the boba,
yeah,
like the popping ones or whatever. But yeah, they have these little, they're called teriyaki, and it's like a little fish. I think they, it's some kind of like, almost like a croissant dough, but not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a croissant waffle kind of situation. I'm sure people who get them all the time or know what they are like, that's not what it is at all. But anyway, they press it into this like hot press and fill it with different things. Yes. So I get, it's almost like a cream cheese Danish situation.
Yum.
They also have like custard ones and red bean ones and chocolate, I think. But they're so delicious.
Mm.
But I highly recommend.
Yeah, I've never tried one. I've seen them, yeah, but I've never actually tried it myself, yeah. I don't think.
But it also reminds me, I'm sure you've seen like the viral like croissant cookie dough situation. I wanted to get your take on it.
So one of my one of our staff members asked me that, and she's so sweet. I love, like, we have the best staff.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me about it, and she's like, have you seen that viral cookie croissant? And I said yes, and I said, and it does not appeal to me at all. And she's like, oh, so I was sad. Just hoping you say you were gonna make it. And she's like, I think it would sell. And I was like, it would definitely sell.
It would 100% sell.
But
I would buy all of them. I haven't had one, but I feel like it's right up my alley.
See, for me, I feel like it just doesn't, it doesn't do it. I maybe
is it the cookie dough?
I might yeah, the warm cookie dough, get out of here.
Cookie dough.
I might make one just for fun, just to try it. But I feel like
I'm here for that.
Okay, I'll bring you one. I don't know. I'm like, these trends. I'm like, why do we have to put cookies in a croissant?
Yeah.
Because I am a purist when it comes to croissants.
That's why I wanted your take on it.
I love just a plain croissant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a chocolate croissant. I don't even like.
Unbelievable.
This is, you want a little secret?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like almond croissants.
Really?
It is our most popular item.
Yeah.
I don't like them. Don't get me wrong. I can recognize when one's good and when one is not. Totally.
Yeah.
But for me, I like, I'll try it because I have to.
Right.
But I don't want to eat it. I'll never order it. Not for me. I will order it for Tyler. Yeah. He loves them. I will never order
what it for myself. What about it don't you like?
I don't know. The flavor.
The flavor.
It's just, I just love a plain croissant. I'll take that over any other croissant any day.
Yeah.
They
are unreal. Your croissants.
Oh, thank you.
They're so good.
Thank you.
And that's why I'm like, I see all these people being like, oh, this Costco croissant hack with the cookie dough and whatever. And I'm like, so they're getting the Costco pack of croissants and then making this stupid.
Which are basically.
It's not stupid, but.
They're basically bread.
Yeah.
You know why Costco croissants last so long? Have you ever thought about it?
Yeah. I mean, I don't buy them.
They're not real croissants.
I'm not allowed to bring those in the house. Only Deft & Co.
I, by the way, house. I did not dictate that.
No.
Those are not my rules in her house. It's probably Gray's rules, probably. Actually.
Yeah, she's very picky with
Gray's our number one croissant consumer.
I literally the other day started a croissant album in my phone.
Oh, really?
For photos of her, because it goes back to like her first one, and the girl's obsessed.
She's so cute though. She's obsessed. Like the size of her face. Yeah, and she's just
it's amazing. But I do think that they would be delicious, these cookie dough croissants.
I would definitely like to try it, just to, I don't know, to prove myself right. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I love a cookie.
Yeah.
And I love a croissant. I don't know.
See, I guess it would be hard.
I just don't see the need to put them together. That's all. Like, I'm sure, like, you know, I'm sure it tastes good. Like, how could it not?
But I'm sure it would be hard for you guys too, because it's not like they're warm, and they would almost have to be warm to like have that effect.
Yeah, are they supposed to be warm when you serve them? I don't know.
I know, because all of the videos I've seen are like them like oozing out.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm sure it'd be delicious either way.
Mm, interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
I feel like you're our go-to of that. I have this account pop up on my Instagram feed sometimes, and it's like, will it sourdough? And this guy puts all of these weird inclusions in sourdough to like see if it turns out or not.
Nice.
And we're will it croissant with cats?
Will it croissant?
So we're like, we have brisket. Put it in a croissant.
Oh, yeah, we did. So Sheldon smoked brisket last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And then Sasha on Instagram I guess saw a reel of somebody making brisket croissants.
Yeah, my Instagram's very targeted.
Yeah, so sent it to me. And I was like, all right, let's do it. It was a leftover brisket. They're pretty decent.
They were really good. Yeah.
They needed like some sauerkraut or a pickle or something.
Yeah, something tangy.
In my opinion, but they could be really delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. They would commission Sheldon to smoke a brisket for the bakery.
He would love that.
I don't think legally I can do that, but.
No. We'll bring the smoker to the bakery.
Yeah, there you go. We'll do it there. Yeah.
I'll get him a food safe license.
But yeah, it is fun. I'm so busy at work generally. I just don't have a ton of time to play around if I'm not serious about like it being a thing.
Right.
You know, like I've been making a lot of new stuff lately, but that's because with my intention to put it on the menu.
Yeah.
If I don't have an intention to put it on the menu, I don't can't always justify spending time on it just because also like I always want to get home and see my baby.
Yeah.
And Sasha and I both have a little mom guilt today.
I know.
Because she had to go into the office.
I did. Yeah.
For the first time in.
A year and a half, 2 years. Like,
and then I didn't see Brooklyn much today either after work. I didn't get a lot of time with her. And and she was being so sweet when I left.
Of course. She was just
like, giving me all the kisses and then saying, she can speak a lot now and she says a lot of words. And especially she loves like, if you say, can you say this? And she'll say it. And then she says more. And she just loves being quizzed.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So she loves repeating words.
Yeah.
And she doesn't, though, really say, I love you. She'll say, I love. But she won't say, like, I love you, whatever. But the first time I ever said to her, this is an olive, she went, olive? Olive? So then before she could speak as much as she can now, I started saying to her, I love you. And then I was like, you know what? Why don't we say olive? So I would say, olive, because it kind of sounds like it.
Olive juice.
So now she just says, olive.
Oh my God.
So I'll say, I love you. And she'll say, olive.
That's so cute.
It is so cute. So she was saying, olive, when I was leaving. And I'm just like, oh. And she'll say that to like my mom, too. My mom will be like, olive. And she'll say, olive, when we're leaving.
That's adorable.
Yeah, it's so cute.
They're at such a cute age right now,
They are.
Where like everything is kind of clicking in their brains and they're speaking more and they're just funny.
Yeah.
Like Gray is hilarious.
Yeah. I know.
And she just like does and says the most random stuff. And I'm like, you are going to be such a funny like 5-year-old.
I think both of them.
Yeah.
I can't wait for them like together.
Yeah.
With the stuff they're going to come up with.
We went for dinner with my sister and her boyfriend the other day. We went to Sidekick Brewing in Chilliwack.
Yeah.
Because their pizza was supposed to be really good. It is really good. It's like a deep dish kind of pizza, but not like, it's not super saucy, but it's well done. And Banter is like a few doors down from it.
Yeah, the Chilliwack one.
Yeah, so we got Gray a little like kid's ice cream cone. And she had such a sugar high where she's like sitting on the back of the truck eating her ice cream cone, just like laughing hysterically and then licking her ice cream and then laughing hysterically. And just, it was the funniest thing ever. Yeah.
I've been like, we're very careful about the sugar that we give Brooklyn. Like she'll have sugar in something, maybe like a little bit if we give her a little bit of a scone from work, but like nothing with like a glaze on or anything like that. She doesn't get cake or ice cream or cookies or anything like that.
Yeah.
But just because, well, I just feel she doesn't know what she's missing. She doesn't really need it. But also she is already so high energy.
Yes.
I'm like, ooh, do I really want to add sugar into the mix? And now she's a really good sleeper.
Yeah.
But before too, I was like, she already doesn't sleep great. Like, I don't want to mess with it. But I was just saying to Ty yesterday, I was like, you know what? I think on our holiday, I'm like, if we get ice cream, I'm not going to get her own, but I'm like, if we get ice cream, like, I'm going to let her have some ice cream. And he's like, yeah, it's time. Like, you know, obviously we're not going to be giving her things all the time still. Cause again, I'm still don't want the sugar high, but I was like, oh, we're going to be on holiday. It'd be like special for her. Yeah. And we'll just kind of like slowly ease her in. Cause I also know her. She's like the queen of more. Yeah. And that's all we're going to get.
So funny. Cause like Gray is normally like that with snacks and everything.
Yeah.
But we've given her cookies before, like not never a whole cookie to eat, but like pieces of one or whatever. And she'll take a few bites and then she won't ever ask for more, really. And then we're not potty training her, but we are starting to kind of be like, oh, do you need to go potty? Do you need to pee? Do you need to poop? Whatever it is. And like sit her down. And the other day she sat on it and peed again. So I gave her like two chocolate chips and she like didn't ask for more or anything, which I'm surprised by.
Yeah.
Because she's also the queen of more.
Yeah.
But yeah, we don't like, we don't give her a ton of sugar, but we don't like, I mean, we don't really have a ton of sugar either, but
yeah.
Like, I gave her an ice cream cone yesterday.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm
it's a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was taking photos of cookies at work, and Tyler and Brooklyn came by. And this was a couple weeks ago. And there were cookies on a tray that, like, I wasn't selling or anything. So she, like, picks two of them up. Mm-hmm. And they're huge, right? So they're, like, barely fit in her hands. And I'm like, whatever. You can play with them. Go throw them out anyway. They're just her photos. Yeah. So she's just like picking, not even trying to eat them, just picking them up, playing with them, playing with them, playing with them, playing with them. And then Tyler had to go drop something off somewhere. He's like, I'll be back in 10 minutes. So her and I were just hanging out up there. And then she like picks up one of the, this like double chocolate cookie and she puts it up to her mouth and she like kind of smells it and kind of licks it a little bit and then puts it down and then takes the other cookie, the chocolate chunk one, and just goes, and like takes a big bite. And then she's like, and I was like, okay, well, I guess that's that. Like, I don't know. And then I took it from her and I tried to put it somewhere. She said, more, 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 more. She's like the, what is that, Finding Nemo? Seagulls. Joy. That's what sound like. And so I like, I broke off like just like the tiny little end and then I gave it to her and I was like, okay, just until like your dad gets back, just keep you occupied. Yeah. She's running around like a crazy person. It was like the tiniest little amount, but she's like, more, 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 more. And I had to distract her from having any more of it. But yeah, she's like, oh, now she knows what that cookie tastes like.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Eva opened Pandora's box.
Yeah, except you know what her favorite food is right now? And it's not even food.
Oh, really? What?
Ice.
Oh, yes.
This child, eat ice, eat ice. When I picked her up the other day, our nanny was like, you know, she's walking around all day saying, eat ice, eat ice. And I'm like, yes, this child loves ice. So we just like take pieces of blocks of ice and hit them with a mallet into tiny little pieces and put them at her high chair. And she just sits there and sucks on ice and like,
yeah,
and then plays with the water and then more, 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 more. So we do it like 12 times. Oh, and we're like, I'm like, okay, Brooklyn ate all the ice, run ice. So I was saying we're going to have to stop and get her a cup of,
the Sonic crushed ice.
Like crushed ice when we're on holiday because she is going to love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's every pregnant woman.
Yeah. So I said she's having like my pregnant, like the cravings that I'm supposed to have.
Yeah.
That's what she does.
Or like, is it when you're in labor, you can only have ice chips?
Yeah. Ice chips. But
which I feel like that didn't happen for me. I could have whatever I wanted probably, but I could have water.
Yeah.
But I guess maybe they weren't thinking I would have a C-section at that point.
Yeah. Because I wasn't supposed to.
Yeah.
Once I started having contractions, they said, like, don't eat anything because I had to have a C-section.
Yeah.
And then they sent me home. And I think she said, like, you can have, like, a little bit of something. So right. I had, like a part of an oat bar or something that I made.
Yeah. So you don't throw it up, right, with the medication?
I don't know. It was something with surgery. You're not supposed to. Yeah. I don't know. And then when I got back there, they asked me, have you eaten anything? And I was like, oh, just, like, this little. And they're like, okay, it should be fine. I'm like, I hardly eat anything, but okay. I think I came back maybe sooner than they thought, but it was already like 6-7 hours, 8 hours later.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, am I allowed to drink water? I'm so thirsty. I was drinking water at home, obviously. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no, sorry. And I'm like, ugh. Because if you didn't know anything about me, I have water next to me at all times.
Yeah.
I can't relax without it.
No.
No. I've often thought I was like, I'm like, am I diabetic? Because apparently, like, you're thirsty all the time when you're diabetic. The amount of times throughout my life I have Googled, like, diabetes symptoms because I just am always thirsty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I drink a lot of water.
Interesting.
I'm going to drink some right now.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking about it.
Have you done your gestational diabetes test yet?
A couple more weeks.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
My gosh. I feel like I have almost PTSD from that drink. But
last time I was there getting blood, the lady in the stall or whatever it is next.
Oh, your little booth.
Booth next to me. She was doing it. And I forgot that they have to stand there and watch you.
Yeah. So I'd be like pumping her up, like, you can do it.
Yeah. They're just chatting. And the same thing that I hear a lot, that I heard a lot when I was having mine last pregnancy, was that it's now like this clear, just like a simply, you're basically drinking simple syrup.
Yeah.
Because they took the orange flavor out because a lot of people are having reactions to it.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting.
It is.
So she was asking about that and she was struggling to get it down. Oh. And her little kid was there and they were like, can I try? And she's like, no, I had to drink the whole thing. Like, you can't try.
Yeah. Also, you would not enjoy it. Like, it.
No. And I was like, oh man, I forgot I had to do this. Yeah. It was brutal.
At least it was cold when I did it. I feel like people said it's better if it's cold. Because I could not imagine drinking that room temperature.
I don't think mine was cold. Really? Maybe it was. I don't know. I don't really remember. Yeah. I blocked it out.
Yeah.
I know that sounds dramatic, but it was just like drinking glucose, in my opinion. Yeah. It was. Oof.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. And it's like, you only have 5 minutes to do it.
That was the thing.
And I think because they're standing there, it makes it worse.
Yeah.
Like, and because everyone always makes such a big deal out of it. And because they're standing there and it's like all of the stuff lining up, it just exasperates something that probably wouldn't be that bad otherwise.
And if you throw it up, you have to do it again.
What a cruel punishment.
Yeah. It's like, I see.
Sorry. Sympathetic for you throwing up. However, here's another glass of this stupid drink.
That just made you throw up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm glad I didn't throw up, but no, thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping I pass this time. I passed the last time, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel fine.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it'll be lot of people feel fine and then they find out
that and then they get it.
They have it. Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Just have to eat a high protein, low carb breakfast before you go.
Yeah, there's all those things online about like tricking the system.
Yeah.
We're like,
is it really tricking though?
Like, or increasing your odds or whatever. I'm like, don't you guys want to find out if you have it or not? Like, there shouldn't be like a trick to it.
Yeah, but you also don't want to set yourself up for failure. Like, you don't want to have like, you know, cinnamon toast crunch for breakfast and then it's like sugar and carbs or whatever. So it already spikes your blood level or your sugar levels and all that. So basically, it tells you if you can pass by eating like a high protein breakfast with carbs, maybe that's what you should be doing.
Totally.
You know, in the daily. So that's, I mean, I try to do that anyway. But
breakfast is so hard though.
Breakfast is hard. I usually make myself breakfast at work.
Do you?
Yeah, because I don't like, I leave really early in the morning and I don't want to be, first of all, I feel like I don't have time in the morning because otherwise I have to get up even earlier.
Right.
So I also just mood lighting.
I'm like, it's getting dark in here.
Just turn on the it's like the way it's coming from the back of the camera. It's like sexy lighting. It's very nice. What was I saying? Yeah. So I don't want to be like banging around in the kitchen, especially in our house. The way it's built, like the sound travels so much in the kitchen upstairs. So. Yeah. So when I get to work, I get started on the things I have to get started on. Mm-hmm. And so at least they're going, like the proofers on and the croissants are going and whatever.
Yeah.
And then I'll just quickly make myself something generally. Yeah. And then, yeah.
I know. So. It's hard. I have been trying to do like an overnight oats, especially on days where I work out in the morning, because then I can just quickly grab it and then... when Gray gets up, then I can make her breakfast and I can eat it and all of that. But it's just, I need to do this cookbook club, I think. So we can all just get on a meal plan.
Yes. Because you do.
I do. Tyler's like, I'm not cooking that.
No, I don't. Yeah. Good luck reigning in that creativity. Yeah.
Could you imagine? Like, Tyler, you have to cook these meals for a week. He would kill himself.
Well, Tyler is even, like, he's taking on a new opportunity, so he's not going to be around to cook dinners most nights now.
Oh, you can come here. I'll cook for all of you.
Oh, thank you. That's not very nice for you, but...
I have to cook anyway.
So. That's very nice.
The girls can play.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Sounds appealing. Yeah. That's for sure. So we'll see how that all goes. But thankfully I'm feeling so much better now. I'm not in that sick. There's still some things I can't eat, like steak and stuff. Like, no, thank you. But I can, he was making broccoli today for Brooklyn and I could stand the smell. I don't it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't make me need to run upstairs and almost vomit.
Right.
So that's an improvement.
Yeah.
So I can totally make food, like make dinner now and stuff. Yeah. I can cook again. But he's been great. He's been just took that on 100%.
So. Have you had any cravings yet?
No.
Ugh. Come on, baby.
I know. I know. I have like all the aversions and no cravings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, none so far. Maybe, maybe they'll come.
Yeah.
I don't
hopefully.
Know.
Yeah. Hopefully for yours and Tyler's sake, so he can be the hero of this pregnancy.
I know. It would be a dream of his. Maybe I should just like pretend I have a craving.
You should.
Yeah.
At the most random time.
Yeah.
Just pretend you have a craving.
Although he's so sweet. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
And I love mint. Mm. So usually like if we ever go to Dairy Queen or something, I'll just get a mint or a Blizzard. Just a mini one because... Careful how much dairy I eat too. Yeah,
they make me so sick.
Yeah, so I could just have a mini one.
Yeah.
And I actually do not like the taste of Dairy Queen ice cream. Mm-hmm. Fun fact, maybe because I worked there for like 5 years when I was in high school. But if it's mixed with a mint, it's good because
well, mint just tastes ruins mint. Everything.
Oh my God, I don't know how we're friends.
I know.
Honestly, I really don't. They peeling say opposites
back,
attract.
Peeling
but...
back the layers.
Yeah, I know.
We're figuring stuff out.
Yeah. If you don't hear from us again, it's because we went on holidays together and there's no turning back. Yeah.
Only one of us made it back. Yeah.
And then he's like, I'm going to take Brooklyn for a walk. It had been a really long day for me. So I stayed home and I was just relaxing and working, whatever. And then he's like, come open the front door. Like 10 minutes later. And I was like, well, I thought you were on a walk. And he shows up and hands me a Blizzard. And he leaves. And I was like, that's sweet. Cause I love ice cream. That's so nice. That was a nice little treat. But yeah, I just remembered half of it's still in my freezer.
Half of a mini Blizzard?
He got me a small one. Okay. So I... Yeah. And he had eaten some of it, I think. And then I ate some of it and I was like, I really shouldn't eat any more of this. So I put it in the freezer.
I know.
For him or for later. And I totally forgot about it.
I wish, just like your snacks. I don't know how you do that.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I do forget.
You're so busy.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not in the forefront of my mind.
No.
Honestly. I have a bag of mini eggs in my car that have been in there for like 2 weeks. I haven't opened them.
How? Mini eggs are just the most elite.
I was thinking the day, what is everyone's obsession with mini eggs? Don't get me wrong.
I love them.
I really like them too.
I'm like,
I do.
If you were going to tell me you hate them, get out of here.
No, I know. I know that I would definitely be disowned. No, I really like them. Don't get me wrong. That's why I have a bag of them in my car.
Yeah.
It's like a small bag, but a bag.
It's like an emergency stash of mini eggs.
Yeah.
For
a
bad day.
Yeah, exactly. If everyone wants something sweet. So I think they were like, I saw it was a good dealer's thing. I'm like, oh, I'll just grab those. I have it. And then I threw them in my car and I.
Here we are.
That was
2 weeks
later. Yeah. So, but everybody is obsessed. Like,
yeah,
I like bakeries and all these things. Everybody puts mini eggs on everything. Mm-hmm. We don't use them because we don't use artificial coloring. So I don't use them. But it's just like, I don't understand why it has to be on everything.
It is aggressive.
Like, I like them.
Yeah.
And they should be enjoyed.
Yeah.
And in a cookie, great. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
I just made some of those yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, because I went into the office, so I brought everyone.
Oh, nice.
I used the micro mini eggs.
Oh, that's smart for cookies. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they have their place, but I don't think everything needs to be.
No, it doesn't need to be, like, slap you in your face, mini egg everything.
Right.
Because also, depending on what you put them in, you can't really taste them.
Exactly.
Like, they're just there.
That's what I mean. I think they're best enjoyed as is.
Yeah. Yeah.
But what makes them so good? They're very sweet.
The chocolate is really good on the inside.
Yeah. I think it's a texture thing for me that I really like about them.
I like the crunchy.
Yeah.
And then, like, the inside isn't, like, it's still kind of crunchy. Like, the chocolate is,
yeah, it has like, a good solid. Bite to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's what I like about them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Maybe I'll have to bust into those on my way home.
Right.
No, I can't. I need to go to sleep. I need chocolate for bed. But.
Yeah, they are delightful.
Yeah.
But Easter's coming up. Do you guys have any like Easter traditions?
Easter traditions. Well, I mean, we would always wake up and my mom would have Easter baskets made for us or from the Easter Bunny.
Right.
in the living room. So we would like, I'd have to wait for my sister to wake up or she'd have to wait for me to wake up. But we could like see them. Like we'd go to like the door. Mm-hmm. We had French doors to our living room. So we would like go and like peek through the doors and like see them there. But we couldn't go and touch them until the other person was awake.
Yeah.
So we would do that. And I think when I was younger, we did Easter egg hunts and everything, mm-hmm. I think. I know that my, like at family's houses, we would sometimes do them. Otherwise, we don't have any Easter, like, traditions as a family, like a family of three.
Yeah.
Yet, because last Easter, like, the girls were
teeny little. Tiny still, yeah.
So, this year, what we're going to do is, I do have a basket for her, but I'm just put, like, today I got her a bouncy ball because she wants a ball to like kick around in the park and stuff because she's always in. So I just like I saw one, I got her that, I got her some bubbles, some Play-Doh, and I think that's gonna be it. And then because she doesn't really need anything else and she doesn't need candy or anything, but I have little eggs for her, so we'll do a little Easter egg hunt and I just put like some snacks in in the little eggs.
I think that's what we'll do for Gray too.
I
did an Easter egg hunt last year, more so for Sheldon. Like I'll always
usually it for him to do.
Yeah, like for like, awesome. In quotes, like for Sheldon. Previous to Gray, I would do Easter egg hunts for him.
That's fun.
Too. Just like little ones. Yeah. Like just hiding a few things. Because he's obsessed with Cadbury cream eggs.
Oh.
Which to me are disgusting.
Really? See, I don't mind them.
Yeah, I don't like the inside of it. Like it's just all sugar.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I don't just like a thick sugar and I don't love it.
Yeah.
I love the caramel ones.
Okay.
The ones that are just filled with caramel. And sometimes like an Oreo.
Right.
One when they made those. But I did an Easter egg hunt for him last year and then so I'll do the same but for Gray this year and then just put like goldfish or something on the inside.
Yeah.
And I got her a little basket. So, because my parents used to do Easter egg hunts for us and we would all have our own colored egg.
Oh.
And then at the end we would have like the basket or whatever.
Yeah. So. That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll probably do like a little like maybe like a carrot cake waffle or something. Wow.
Look at you go.
I love a theme.
You do love a theme.
I started planning her birthday party yesterday or not planning, but like looking on Pinterest for some things. Yeah. And I'm like, this is going to be amazing. I'm so excited. Every year I'm like, I'm not going over the top. It's not going to be crazy, but.
And then here we are.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Gosh, I haven't really even thought of that too much. I'm going to have a lot
for you.
I'm going to have a lot going on
tell
at that time.
Tell me what theme you want. I will plan it for you.
I just like, don't even know if I want to do it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, maybe we can all just go to a park or something, have a picnic. I don't know. We'll see.
I know. They're still so little.
They're little, yeah. And I'm just going to be very pregnant.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Kind of. Well, yeah. Pretty pregnant at that point.
Pretty pregnant.
Pretty pregnant. So, we'll see.
Yeah. You'll be able to do it.
Oh, I can do it.
Yeah.
That's like, not.
Do I want
do to I do want it? To do it? That's a, and of course I want to like we'll do something to celebrate her. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being like selfish.
No.
But do I want to do like a party? I don't know.
Yeah. I just am excited to do her birthday banner again.
Oh yeah, that
with
was
all
so
her
cute.
Little faces.
Yeah.
I love it.
That was
and
really
I
cute.
Want to put them up all year round, and I can't get enough of it.
From just last week is when we took down the pictures. Like I had strung a ton of pictures of her for her first year, just like mini ones.
Yeah.
And she loved them. So like she would climb on the chair and be like, that one. And then we had to take it down. She'd look at it put it back. And then she went that one every day. Like she loved looking at these pictures. But then now she can stand up in the chair and grab them.
Yeah.
And first of all, you don't want her standing on the chair. And also don't want her like pulling them down. Mm-hmm. So Tyler took them down and put what we originally had back there. And so she can't do that anymore. But I was like, oh, I miss seeing her face up there all the time.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Is she going through like a big climbing phase?
She wants to climb on every chair she sees.
Gray is the same. She started climbing. So we have like the benches for the kitchen table. So she climbs onto the bench and then onto the table.
Mm.
And so literally I'll turn around and it'll have been 3 seconds and she's on top of the table.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, girl, you're going to fall. Like, at least she's careful. Like, she won't really run to the edge. She'll probably get down. Like, she can get down pretty confidently. But just on the off chance that she, like, slips or loses balance or something, I'm like, oh, God. Like, please stop climbing on everything.
No, I know.
I can't handle it.
Yeah. No, I agree. But Brooklyn just like chair, sit.
Yeah.
And she goes, seat. So she like climbs up and like, it's just like to sit there and she looks so proud.
Yeah.
And then, but some of like the bigger chairs she'll want to stand up on. And right. I'm like, no. I shut that down real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got her this little like sensory tape play table thing from IKEA.
Oh, yeah.
It has two little wooden chairs and it's up against like the corner in a window. And she'll climb up onto the chairs and try and get onto the table. And I'm like, no, we cannot do this.
Yeah.
Like, stop climbing everything.
I know.
It's insane that we're at this point. Forces
to be reckoned with now.
Yeah. They're fast. She's like grabbing at everything. Like, it's insane.
Yeah. I know.
But I finally.
Sweet little babies.
I know. I finally went through all of her toys yesterday and like got rid of all the baby toys.
Oh, you did?
Put them all away.
Good for you.
Yeah. They migrate all over the house. Like, I never thought I'd be one of those people who have just like shit toys everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how it happened. She just accumulates stuff from other people. And I got rid of probably like I put it in storage, but like a bucket of like baby toys and all this stuff. And it's insane. They have too much stuff.
Oh, they have way too much stuff.
Sheldon's probably going to be like, yeah, she has too much stuff. Get rid of it all.
Yeah.
He's very much a minimalist.
I kind of wish I was like that.
Yeah.
Not to an extreme.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever watch the documentary?
No.
The minimalism one? When the guy who was like promoting the documentary, he had literally, I think he had a bed, a guitar in the corner of his room, and like that was basically it. I don't even know if he had a couch. Did he have a couch? He maybe had a couch.
That
like
he Sheldon,
had literally
though.
Had nothing.
Yeah. That's Sheldon's
dream. And
he's
like, I don't need anything.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but this looks depressing.
Yeah. He hates clutter.
Mm-hmm.
So even like a decoration or any kind of like, not that we have a lot of like trinkets, but like anything that's
no, you
like,
don't have tchotchkes.
Like decorative that's put somewhere, he thinks it's clutter.
Yeah.
And so he likes everything very like clean and organized and neat and yeah. We're very
and then,
opposite.
I was gonna say, then he lives with you. Who loves a theme?
I love a theme. I like decor.
You do. Yeah.
I'm getting better. I'm like trying to throw stuff out and like downsize. And
I have my moments. I started going through my closet the other day because I had like an hour or so to myself. So I started going through my closet and I ended up having to put like half the stuff, just like throw it back in because Brooklyn came home and it was just like a thing. And then it was bedtime and it was, you know what I mean? But I did manage to get one full garbage bag of clothes for donation.
Oh, wow.
And I still have to, there's probably like 2 or 3 more garbage bags worth in my closet.
Yeah.
To go through.
Oh, I have to go through mine too. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I was like, I know I have things for our holiday in here that I don't need to buy. Like clothes, maternity clothes and things like that. So I'm just like going through it, trying to go through everything. And yeah.
It's a lot though.
It's a lot.
Like, you don't realize how much you accumulate until you're trying to like clean and organize. And
then you're like, oh God, don't even think about like the amount of money that I'm just like,
oh, totally.
I'm like, some of these clothes have tags on them. I'm like, but I don't wear them. So I'm getting rid of them.
Yeah. I was awful for that. Like, if something was on sale, I'll buy that. Like, for sure I'll wear it.
Yeah.
No, still hanging in my closet.
I know.
He can deal with that. I'm slowly cleaning that. It is like a spring cleaning, and then we'll maybe have like a garage sale or something. But
oh, interesting.
I've never had a garage sale.
If you're getting rid of any baby stuff, let me know.
Yeah. Well, do you still have a bench from Brooklyn?
I do. We don't have a crib. We smashed that to pieces.
Oh, right. Yeah.
well, I didn't. Tyler smashed that to pieces.
Yeah.
So we will need to get a crib of some sort.
Crimps.
I have a best. Drive me crazy. We have a bassinet still, and the baby's gonna be with us for the first like 6 months or so. Months, so honestly, yeah. I'm not too concerned at this point.
Yeah.
And again, I need to go through my office, which I can't even walk into now because there's so much stuff in there. Like things like pile on top of each other. Like it's just become our junk room. Like the bassinet's in there somewhere. The extra car seat, or not the car seat, but the bases, the base and the like extra seat for the stroller and like stuff like that. It's all in there. So I gotta take it all out. And it's how it's like, we have to deal with this like soon. We can't wait till you're like way too pregnant. Or, you know, not definitely not when the baby's here, because we're going to try and give the kids their own rooms.
Yeah.
Right. So, and I don't want to do it once the baby's here. I'm just like not going to have the energy time, anything like that. So we had to do it. But I feel like I don't have the time. I don't have the energy. It's totally my fault. It's like that for the most part. Mm-hmm. And, but it just, it has to get done. But yeah. Every day I ask myself this question, when?
With not all even about that, spare time.
About everything in my life. Yeah. When am I going to do that?
Yeah.
When exactly? So.
Talking about that, is your bag switched over yet?
No. So one of the reasons also I wanted to clean my closet was because my other bag is in there.
Somewhere.
Did I find it when I pulled almost everything out? No. But it's in there somewhere. And I guess it makes it sound like I have a walk-in closet. I don't have a walk-in closet. I have like a standard bedroom closet.
Oh my gosh. Are we going to need a photo of your closet?
I don't think anybody wants a photo of my closet.
It would be like a time lapse of pulling everything.
Yeah,
out of
I mean the bag was already a little like unhinged. Like she is a mess. Trust me, you don't need to see my closet.
We're just uncovering all of your secrets.
I know. So here's the thing. I love organization.
Yeah.
I love things to be organized. Mm-hmm. I hate organizing them.
Yeah.
And keeping them organized.
Yeah.
So if I could just have somebody to do that for me, that'd be great.
They have services. Maybe just register for that. Have that be your only thing on a registry.
Yeah.
We'll do a little baby sprinkle.
But then I had to be there and like, and then be like, can you keep this, keep that? And I'm like, I'm a little bit of, I don't want to say hoarder, but I like to hold on to things, but yeah. I get in moods sometimes. So you have to catch them in the times right where I'm like, get rid of everything.
Yes, me
too. I don't freaking need it. I don't want it. I don't want it. And my mom is terrible for this. She is, I get it from her. Like mm-hmm. she loves holding on to things and sentimental as well. And she'll be like, Cass, here, can you go through this bin? Like, this is like your stuff or whatever. And I was like, Mom. And she's like already gone through it. And she's like, you might want this thing. You might not. If not, I'm going to donate it. So she says, I might donate it. Means it's not important. Like it doesn't have sentimental value. So I'm like, Mom, please stop showing me this stuff.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to show me and I'm going to be like, oh, but I want it for whatever reason. I'm like, I don't even know what's in there.
Totally.
I don't need to know. I'm like, if you think it could be donated.
It's been in your closet for 20 years. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I'm like,
if
you think it could be donated, please donate it. I was like, I don't want, don't show me because then I'm going to keep it. Mm-hmm. And my sister has moved so many times, like back and forth to London or whatever. She's just like, get rid of everything. Like she doesn't care now.
Totally.
Because she's just like, so. Yeah, she always tells my mom, like, no, just, like, get rid of it. And I'm like, Mom, please don't show me. Please.
It's so funny, too, because, like, as much as Sheldon is a minimalist and I like to hold on to things, when we cleaned out our storage room or we're, like, trying to organize it, I was very decisive of things. I'm like, no, get rid of it, get rid of it. And some things I would say get rid of. And then he's like, are you sure? And I'm like, I literally said get rid of it. Like, don't give me the opportunity to change my mind.
Yeah, totally.
So just
go
with the first thing I said to you. Get rid of it. Don't make me go back on my word, because then I'll start considering it. And I'm like, oh, but really? Should I keep this?
Yeah. Have you seen this actually new trend going around on TikTok where I've seen it a couple times, so I'm assuming it's a trend. First time I saw it was this video. And it was actually very cute. It was a dad and his son, I assume, fixing a bed. And mm-hmm. The son was like, okay, so all we need is like this piece of like small piece of wood that goes like this. And this other piece of 4x4 that's like cut this length sitting on top of it. And the dad goes, oh my God. Oh my God. And he runs downstairs and he's so excited. And he pulls out of this dusty bin behind something, this piece of wood that's exactly what they need.
Oh,
that's
God.
Like two pieces of wood stuck together
yeah.
that he's held on to for like 20 years or whatever. And he runs upstairs and him and the kid freaking out. And he's rolling around on the floor so excited.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I knew it. I knew I needed it.
I
knew I would need it.
It
was pretty cute. So, and then I saw another one today where the girl was like, okay, we have to go to the storage locker right now. And so, for side note, these two, I see them sometimes on TikTok. They're a couple, I think, and they make me very uncomfortable. Like, they're, oh, it's really? Very weird. Like, I think it's a bit of a shtick that they have going on.
Yeah.
Just the way the girl behaves. Anyway, I can't remember their name, so it doesn't matter at all because you can't look it up because I don't know their name. Anyhow, so she's like, comes out of her room and she's like, no, I need, like, she's like, I've had this thing for 17 years and I knew that the time was right. I knew the time was right. And he's like, why do you need it? She's like, we're packing because we're going to New York or whatever. I need it. I need it. I need it. Like, let's go. And she's like, can we go? Can we go? And she's very, like, excitable.
Yeah.
And he's like, let's go. So they go and they have a baby. They take their baby. And she, and it seems very staged because they get into the locker and then, like, one of the first things on top is, like, this just like Target bag gets in right. it. And he's like, oh, you found it already? She's like, yeah, I said it was in a Target sack. It was like sitting right there. And it was just a shirt. I'm like, you did not have a for 17 years just sitting in a Target bag
yeah,
on the top of all your locker, stuff in yeah. your storage locker. But I digress. she pulls out this shirt. It's like oh my gosh, St. Patrick's Day shirt.
Yeah.
And it says, I love New York on it. And she's like, I've been holding on to this for 17 years. I knew the time God. Was right. And I was like, this must be a trend. Yeah. The video was cute about the like the older guys yeah. or whatever, but this one I was like, okay, it didn't love that one. But no. I assume it was a trend. But it's so relatable.
Oh, 100%.
Because I am definitely like that. And I am like, when I pack, I'm such an overpacker.
Always.
Because I'm like, well, what if it's like this? What if it's like this? What if yeah. it's like this? What if there's a snowstorm? And then what if there's a hurricane? Or what if there's a sandstorm?
Yeah.
And what if, like, I get hot, but then I'm cold, and then yeah, I, like, spill something. What if we have to go to, like,
some fancy dinner?
Yeah. Like, it's a, you never know. What if I don't wear heels, but what if I need to all of a sudden wear heels?
Exactly.
You
know? Like, what if I need to wear the shirt I haven't worn in 20 years that's in the back of my closet with a tag on?
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm getting better, I think, at packing.
Me too.
But I still, especially if we're going somewhere where I know that there's stores that, like, if I were to forget something
yeah.
or need something, I can just quickly go and get it. Mm-hmm. But I am definitely an overpacker.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing is, I wear the same, like, two outfits the whole yeah, time. Yeah,
exactly.
So I've been thinking about that for our trip. I'm like, okay, I need to try and be as minimal as possible.
Yeah. I'm good with gray stuff now. Now that we kind of have a system, and it'll be nice because we have laundry where we're going yes. to, but I'll pack everything in outfits.
Yes,
then pack them together and do it that way.
Yeah.
So I think I might try and do the same with me, like with my clothes, and just kind of lay out all the outfits.
Yeah.
And then just have a couple like hot options and a couple cold options, and
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah.
I'll probably wear the same thing every day anyway.
Yeah, I'm just going to be lounging.
Yeah.
Well, we both have our uniforms, so.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm like, well, how many pairs of leggings do I bring? Yeah. If I sweat through them or whatever, you know?
Hopefully it'll be too warm for leggings, but we'll see.
I hope so, but I'm not counting on it. I can wear pants in like the hottest of weathers.
Yeah.
So.
I know. I don't love a short.
Me neither.
So.
I feel much more comfortable in pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they don't make. Have you seen the video about the Free People shorts?
I don't think so.
It's this whole thing right now. Free People came out with these teeny tiny denim shorts. And there's like a bunch of different kinds of.
Do they have like, flaps kind of? Yes. Yes, I have seen this. Yes.
Yeah, so there's one with like flaps that also like come out, like they come off. I'll try and find the video and we can post it because it's hilarious. This girl trying on also like all of these shorts. But I'm like, you can literally see your labia.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I know.
Put them away.
I don't know how people feel comfortable in these, like, but you see girls walking around in summer.
Yeah.
And I mean, granted, a lot of them are a lot younger than us.
Totally. But still.
With their, it's literally like denim underwear.
Yeah.
It's essentially what they're wearing. Yeah. And I'm sorry, you should, what?
Jundies.
Jean undies. Is that actually the name? Or did you just come up with that?
No. So I think. Because Sarah from the Birds Papaya is obsessed with denim everything.
Yeah,
she'll be like, oh, my jorts, my like jundies, my jutes, because she had denim boots, like all of the stuff that's hilarious. But jean undies.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, you should not be able to see the lining for your pockets.
No.
Through the bottom of your shorts.
No. Nor should I be able to see the bottom of your butt.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't want to see that because if you bend
under
over.
Under boob and under butt.
Yeah. Neither option I would like. Because if you bend over, I can see basically your uterus. So please do not.
I think that's what they're going for.
I hate it.
Easy access.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I just.
But that's not cool for a 17-year-old girl.
No.
It's really not cool for anybody. Let's be honest.
High-waisted.
Yeah.
Semi-loose. Really majority loose.
Bermuda short.
I wouldn't go as far. I mean, between a jundie and a Bermuda short. Still above the knee.
Right. Still above the knee.
Yeah, mid-thigh.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
Like, I don't want to go like Steve Irwin.
You know what I hate is that, like, jean shorts that are just, like, tight on your legs.
Yeah, I don't want anything tight on my legs other than leggings.
Like, they just look, uncomfortable. They don't look flattering. No. And, like, I never get that. And I understand, like, my thighs are probably bigger than most people, so... Therefore, when other people try them on, it's like with their really stick legs, skinny legs. Yeah. It's like they're not tight. So they work for people. But,
totally. But like real bodies here. Like,
yeah.
People are wearing these clothes.
Exactly. And it's just like, you know, the jeans should not be like tight. You shouldn't be wearing jegging shorts.
No, never.
No. They need to be loose. I've always bought my jean shorts and stuff like two sizes bigger than what I am because I like them loose like all over.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because we like
I guess what I tried on a pair yesterday or the other day of my ones that is two sizes bigger and now my belly's too big. They don't even fit the two sizes bigger. They could not go around my belly. But then it's funny because I tried on a pair of jeans that I have that is only one size bigger than my normal size and I could do them up.
Isn't that weird? Like, I feel like the whole fashion industry just needs to get their shit together.
Yeah.
Because I'll have jeans from the same place in two different sizes because one style fits one way and the other style fits another way. And I'm like, or even from different brands, one size can be like 2 inches smaller.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing here? Who is coming up with this? Like, it's a number. It's a size. It should be standard.
Yeah, but they're also being made in, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe not the most ideal conditions.
Oh, four-year-olds for sure are making
where
them,
people are not... paying that close of attention to like the quality.
Yeah.
But yeah, it is true. It's that's why knowing that, like I honestly don't get disheartened by like this, like what size I am.
No,
like that some people are like, oh, don't say what size, like it doesn't bother me at all because I wear different sizes at different places.
Totally.
It's just
well,
what
you have
it
to
is.
Just dress for your body and that's
totally
what it is.
And now
what
I'm all over the freaking place. It doesn't
like
I tried on something that I thought would fit the day, and it was way too big, like even with my stomach. And I'm like, what? But then I try on something that I'm like, okay, no, this will probably be too big.
Yeah.
And it like fits just fine. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, it's weird.
But you, sometimes also, it depends on the time of day.
Totally. Because
especially like in general, like I had like a bloating issue, whatever. But what being pregnant, sometimes like, I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, look like normally pregnant for this stage.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm like, I look like I am just a month away from giving birth.
Totally.
And I feel like nothing will fit. And I just feel like so bloated.
Yeah.
And it's, I'm like, how am I going to get any bigger than how
it's
I am now?
Ride.
But then I'll like wake up in the morning or like part through the day or whatever. And I'm like, oh, okay. I feel like I'm back to like my normal bump size.
Right.
It's very bizarre.
Yeah. It'd be interesting to like take photos throughout the day to see how it
actually fluctuates.
Yeah
I should actually,
because it's just
I haven't
like...
taken any. I think I've taken one bump photo.
Oh,
maybe.
Really?
Only one.
I
didn't really do it with Brooklyn much.
No,
and
I took mine weekly. I'm sad I didn't take them sooner.
Yeah, I haven't even
I think I waited
it.
Until it was 10 weeks maybe to start, but I wore the same thing, black leggings and like a sports bra or something, and then held up my little like letterboard sign with the weeks on it.
Yeah, I haven't done any of that. But you know what? I kind of feel like I didn't really do it for Brooklyn. I feel like I don't want to do it for this baby. That's not fair.
I mean, life isn't fair. And also, like, you know more now. So if you want to document this,
yeah,
then document it.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't. I don't even think about it. To be honest, I just go on with my days, and I'm just like, oh, and then I'm just like, the weeks just go by.
Yeah,
and
I just remember being so excited every week to like check the app and see what size the baby was.
Yeah.
And then there's like little videos on there that you can watch. So Sheldon and I would watch like the
we used to do that too
together.
Now,
like now it's, you know what?
It's the second time I forget. Yeah. I have to remind myself, how many weeks am I? And like, wait, what day is it? I'm like, okay, it's this day. Like my weeks change on Thursdays. Yeah. On Thursdays.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, wait, I guess it's, and then I'll look, I'm like, oh, I don't even know how big the baby is. And then I'll look at the thing and I'm like, oh, it's a whatever, it's sweet potato or banana, whatever. Yeah,
with the second one. Cause it's like,
and I don't even read.
I had to think about.
I think I've read like the little development things like maybe three times.
Yeah.
And like for all the weeks.
Yeah.
Because like, I'm like, I mean, they'll tell me something's wrong, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. And it's just because you're so busy.
Right.
When you already have another one at home and it's not like, it's not that it's not anymore like special.
It's not at the forefront.
It's still special, but it's just like, I don't know.
Yeah. You have other things to occupy yourself with. Whereas like with one or with your first one, it's like all you can think about.
Yeah, it's a huge shift and life changing.
Yeah.
And now my body's just like kind of, you know, but I realized the other day that I have not, I think I actually have maybe said this before. So I realized it and then I forgot. And then I just realized again the other day that I have not been like oiling my stomach.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did from the moment I found out I was pregnant with Brooklyn.
Yeah.
I just started doing it. And I still forget some days. But and then I'm like, because I didn't get stretch marks till the very end of the pregnancy with Brooklyn. Like, I was like, oh, it, like the odd one. But I'm like, oh, it's actually pretty good. And then the last like 2 weeks or something, it's like started to get more. And I was like, oh, man, I thought I was just maybe escaping that. But I could see those ones coming out again already. Right. And I'm like, crap.
Yeah.
I'm like, what else is going to show up? I'm like, you know, I'm not that like far that I should be experiencing this yet, so I really need to get my ass in gear, and I hope it's not too late.
I'm sure it's not too late. I'm sure anything is better than nothing,
But too. I probably should have been doing it longer.
I mean,
because I also got bigger quicker this time.
Yeah,
that's just the way it goes.
Yeah,
yeah,
it'll be fine.
It is what it is. I mean,
yeah,
who am I trying to impress?
Yourself.
Yeah,
you only have to love yourself.
That's right.
And with that, we love you guys.
We do. Thank you for being here. Please, you know the drill. Like, subscribe. It's like tipping your waiter, but it's free.
Yep.
Share with your friends. Yay.
Please.
Please.
Okay. We will talk to you next week.
Okay. Bye. Goodbye.